Hi everyone, I'm Audio Boo. I almost forgot to record my audio mo, and I don't know what to talk about. Well, okay, I don't want to just talk about my day because, I don't know, I want to keep things interesting. So I think I might just, talk about the weekend. Solstice in a couple days. I've been talking about it forever. And I still don't even know what I'm going to do because I haven't been home to do decorations or... And it's not like anybody in my house is waking anyway, but... I mean, just for my sake, I'm excited because I love summer and I love, you know, the sun. I don't know, I always loved the sun. I always loved the moon, but... I don't know, I just love it. I love summertime and I'm happy and I'm excited for it, So I'm probably just going to decorate, or try to decorate, and I don't know, still not home because we had a crazy day of traveling. Buses and stuff. Actually, here's an interesting thing that happened to me on the bus. This is going to be sort of a mismatch of day stuff and some other stuff on this audio mo. So I was on the bus, and I wanted to record this for my audio mode, but I was like, nah, I don't want to accidentally have any issues in case that I record and they don't know I'm recording, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, yeah, some people trip out about this whole recording issue. Like, they just freak out. It's like, when they want to capture your voice on film they freak out. But if it's a picture, no issues. And in a way, a picture is worse, because a picture you can see, you know what I mean? And recording is audio, yes, but audio has its own issues as well. Anyway, so I didn't record this on the bus, but even though I have done bus recording sounds before, but still. Anyway, so what happened was, I was on the bus, and these kids, we were picking up at the university, or one of the universities here. Sorry, I'm sleepy. And I almost forgot to do my audio for the day. Anyway, so, yeah, we were going to the, university, and, you know, UCR, and all these kids just piled, you know, just came right into the bus, and they were talking about their day and their trip and everything, right? And I was like, oh, how cool, they went on a trip, how neat. And I was coming to my destination, and I stood up, and they look at me, and I heard one of them say, oh, she's blind, and yeah, she's blind, and you know, why is she like that, and da da da. They're saying that I was blind and stuff like that. Which was okay, and I just smiled, and I started laughing, like, not in a mean way, I was laughing, so I was like, oh, how cute, you know, and it just made me smile and laugh, because I was like, oh, you know, they were cool. I mean, I didn't want to draw attention to myself, and I just looked over there, and I was like, I wonder where those kids came from, and why they're here. I mean, it might have been a field trip, but who knows. Little kids, man, they say, like, the craziest stuff in the world. But anyway, so yeah, that's my destination, I did my thing. But, yeah, I mean, little kids, told you it's gonna be a mix of random stuff. Yeah, little kids, they just say the most interesting things, whatever pops into their heads. They don't even, I love how kids don't have filters, because they're the most honest people. Because adults, we already know how to go, how things are, and what the consequences are, and I think... excuse me, you know, what it's like, and I think that kids are the most honest people ever, because they have no filter, and they're not exposed to things, or certain things yet that we are exposed to, you know, they don't have as much experience as adults do yet, so they're, more inclined to say things without hesitation, which is a good thing in a sense, because some people need to do that more. Sometimes not saying something could be a bad thing. Anyway, why I want to mention this, I don't know. But birds, man. Birds are the most interesting creatures in the world, especially when they start making nests everywhere. It's crazy. Because birds make their nests all over the place. My sister has a bunch of bird nests, like a big bird nest by her house and everything. I'm just like, wow. But it must be cool to be a bird. I'm sorry, this is totally random. I'm tired. But it must be cool to be a bird because, you know, you can fly, you can do all this, you can do all that. And when you're a bird, you know, you can see all these things, right? But when we're people, we're not going to get to fly unless we're in a plane. I want to fly like the birds. It'd be so much fun. Okay. Now I need to go to bed. So I'm going to go. And I'm just going to title this whatever I'm going to title it, because I have no idea. And I'll leave you with this. Have fun. Always try to have fun. I don't know. I try to do something every day and have fun and read or, you know, go out or do something. And actually, this weekend, I need to back up one of my computers. I need to back up the one that's about to crash and burn, and I'm going to miss that computer to death because I've had that computer for several years now, and I got my first ever online world experience on the that computer. Actually, no, I didn't. It was my parents' computer, the XP machine. But, I found my faith on that computer. I found so many people and connected with so many people on that computer, and I love that computer, and I never want to give it away, but I'm sad to know that it's gonna eventually go. I'm going to miss it. Anyway. Wow, I didn't know I was talking for that long. I'm sorry. So, many blessings, everybody, and the weekend is now here. Except for tomorrow, but you'll get through your workday. And if you want to get through your workday even better, always laugh. Because laughing is awesome. And it's like the best thing ever. So anyway, talk to you soon.